Shavuos Tavshin Pei's short idea. Schus for Shem for Esetil Baz Aret Zipora. For Shlomo Feifeld, the great Rosh Yeshiva, Shai Yoshev, or Feifeld Zatzal, he just lost his Rebbetzin. It was one spring afternoon, shortly before Shavuos. He always liked to be able to visit Ezra Academy. And sometimes he would pay go as a surprise visit. He was clearly suffering with his intense pain of his own illness. He walked slowly into the Beis Midrash, and he saw Mrs. Rena Silver in the middle of teaching Megillas Rus. All the students stood up respectfully, and they sat down. The teacher then told Rav Feifeld how they had this chus, they were learning Megillas Rus. And he posed a question to the class. He asked the girls, what's the central message of the story of Rus? What's the central theme? And one girl answered, the reason why we read it, David HaMelech and his family tree, and since but Shavuos is the Yartzei David HaMelech, we read it. Another girl said, we learn about the laws of Gerim and converts, and Shavuos, we all become converts. Another one answered, because Megillah, the Medrash tells us that it's all filled with Chesed, the great Chesed throughout the Megillah. Another talked about the Tznius of Rus, and Rav Shlomo loved every answer and shared each of the students with great praises and brachas. When it was completely silent, when he had no one any more answers, he asked the girls if he could give his own answer. There was a hush of anticipation as he spoke. I'm reading from now Rav Yisrael Bester's incredible, the number one Gadol Sefer out there. Said Rav Feifeld, the most important lesson of Megillas Rus is to never, ever give up hope. A person always has to have hope that things will improve, to trust that Hashem, everything is going according to His plan, in the end, everything will be just fine. They sat there in amazement. Rav Shlomo was clearly in physical and emotional pain, and yet, Rav Feifeld was encouraging these girls to hang on to hope and trust in Hashem. That the whole reason we read Megillas Rus, and Rus, when her whole life felt like the whole world was crashing, and maybe she wouldn't be able to join the Jewish people. Nevertheless, we learn in Gemara in Yevamos, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis, that whole puzzle that a Moabite couldn't come into the Jewish nation only referred to the males, not to the females. And she never gave up hope. And Rav Feifeld was living it and teaching it and breathing it to the students. There's a tremendous lesson Rav Feifeld teaches us. Megillas Rus teaches us to never give up hope. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and to always look for the positive in anything and everything. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos and an inspiring Pnimi Yistik HaShavuos. Shabbos Yom Tov.